ABC's finally settled on Mayim Bialik, and Ken Jennings is hosts of Jeopardy through the end of the year. Joining us with the latest, Tom Lason, a media analyst based in Seattle. You can find him on Twitter, at Tom Lason. So it seems like a sort of a hybrid choice here, Tom, instead of just going with one.
Mike, I mean, Cisco, I do think that after the demise of Mike Richards, this is the right choice. They needed to get the house cleaned. They needed to clean up this terrible mess that Mike created. And now the best thing that can happen is for some time to pass. And the way you do that when you follow a legend like Alex Trebek is bring in some people like Mayim and Ken who will do a credible job. Everything will be fine, but this is the way to get the, hey, the new guy or gal isn't Alex, to get that angst behind us. So the table will be set, I predict, in the next year or so for a new host to step in without the drama, without the problems, without the, hey, you aren't Alex angst trailing them.
And yet, if the affiliates keep up and if the ratings hold, well, then why should they ever decide to go in another direction and get another host? Just, you know, they could just let these two continue this hybrid.
You know, if they prove to be rating successes, sure, if they can get them. The Alex schedule's a little convoluted. Ken has said he doesn't want to do it. And the ratings have been on a little bit in a of a slide. They're not in a free fall, but they are in a bit of a slide. So establishing that new talent, that person that the audience can connect with over time, get familiar with, get to know a little bit, you know, a LeVar Burton type or somebody like that, I think ultimately is going to be the answer in this thing. But for now, managing the post-legend problem that uniquely creates, I think this is a great way to do it.
I'm glad you brought up LeVar Burton. I was going to ask about him. If he ever ends up being the permanent host, and there's a lot of people who hope he is, do the producers have to make it appear as though they've come to that conclusion, not that they have somehow buckled to online pressure?
I suppose so. I'm really not sure. You know, when it comes to the business of television, I'm not sure how important those optics are that far in the rearview mirror. You know, if I had a chance to place the right guy in the right show to get the right ratings at the right time for the right salary, I don't really think I care about what Twitter says. So that's really going to be the calculus at the end of the day.
Makes a lot of sense. Tom Lason, media analyst based in Seattle.